This is a copy of a Catholic confession primer. Before they, this confession has been used to manipulate like kings and queens and everybody, and it kept the Catholic Church in control for centuries. And I said it makes for a good laugh. I mean, it is so sad it isn't even funny. And I mean, this is for real. My mother had one. I was raised Catholic, and I'll never forget, me and my friends were just laughing our asses off in the living room reading about it when we were teenagers. But I mean, this is really, really, really sick. And again, I mean, it's dumbing down, and you know, people actually believe this shit. I mean, it is really, really sick. But anyway, here goes. This is pathetic, but makes for a good laugh. This is a copy of a Catholic confession primer. Humor aside, in reading this, it is more than obvious that these people are seriously sick. This is so anti-life and a perfect example of how the alien God hates humanity and anything human. Every human trait is covered here. What makes us all human? These tenets are so anti-human and alien. What is worse is how they push these sick teachings on innocent children and destroy more lives. This sick so-called religion needs to come to an end, and soon is not soon enough. Okay, besides telling the nature of our sins, we must also recollect as far as possible the number of times we have committed them, telling also and only those circumstances which at times may either make a venial sin mortal or a mortal sin notably worse. Have I ever failed to confess a serious sin or disguised it? Have I been guilty of irreverence for this sacrament by failing to examine my conscience carefully? Have I failed to perform the penance given me by the confessor or disobeyed any of his directions? Have I neglected the Easter duty of receiving Holy Communion or failed to confess my sins within a year? Have I any habits of serious sin to confess first, impurity, drunkenness, etc.? First commandment. Am I ignorant of my catechism, act of contrition, Apostles' Creed, Ten Commandments, Seven Sacraments, the Our Father? Okay, now get into this for people. This is Catholics know what this crap is. They just drum these robotic prayers into you, like act of contrition, Apostles' Creed, and all that crap. It is just drummed into your mind constantly as a Catholic. Okay, I don't know what the Protestants, they have some of that crap, like that Our Father garbage. But I'm just telling for people who weren't raised Catholic or something. I was raised Catholic. They make you memorize this stupid crap. I mean, it's just like Bible verses. Just drum it in. Which is brainwashing. Have I willfully doubted or denied any of the teachings of the church? Heresy. Like during the damn Middle Ages where the church just butchered people. And the church murdered more people than like in the Inquisition. We'll get to that in another sermon. Have I taken active part in any non-Catholic worship? Am I a member of any anti-Catholic or any secret society? Have I knowingly read any anti-Catholic literature? Have I practiced any superstitions, horoscopes, fortune tellers, etc.? Second commandment. Have I used God's name in vain by way of profanity? Have I murmured or complained against God? Blasphemy. Have I maligned priests or others consecrated to God? In other words, you can't even say anything about a goddamn child rapist, which is what most of those priests are, any more than you can speak out against the leaders in a communist government. Okay. Have I maligned priests or others consecrated to God? Have I sworn by God's name, oath, either falsely or rashly? Have I broken any private vow? Third commandment. Have I missed Mass on Sundays or holy days through my own fault? Have I been late for Mass through my own negligence? Have I been inattentive at Mass or otherwise failed in reverence for the most blessed sacrament? Have I done unnecessary servile work, physical labor, or shopping on Sunday? Fourth commandment. Have I been disrespectful to my parents or neglected them? Have I failed in obedience or reverence to others in authority? Have I mistreated my wife or children? Have I been disobedient or disrespectful to my husband? Fifth and Eighth Commandments. Have I quarreled with anyone? Have I cursed anyone or otherwise wished evil on him? Have I taken pleasure in anyone's misfortune? Is there anyone to whom I refuse to speak or be reconciled? Have I lied about anyone? Calumny. Have I rash judged anyone of a serious sin? Have I engaged in gossip or spread scandal? Have I lent an ear to scandal about my neighbor? Have I been jealous or envious of anyone? Sixth and ninth. Have I denied my spouse his or her marriage rights? Have I practiced birth control? Have I abused my marriage rights in any other way? Have I committed adultery or fornication? Have I touched or embraced another impurely? Have I sinned with others of the same sex? Have I committed masturbation or otherwise sinned impurely with myself? Have I harbored lustful desires for anyone? Have I indulged in other impure thoughts? Have I failed to dress modestly? Have I done anything to provoke or occasion impure thoughts in others? Have I read indecent literature or looked at indecent pictures? Have I watched suggestive films or programs? Have I permitted my children or others under my charge to do these things? Have I used indecent language or told indecent stories? Having willingly listened to such stories, have I boasted of my sins? Have I sinned against chastity in any other way? The seventh and tenth commandments. Have I stolen anything? Have I damaged anyone's property through my own fault? Have I cheated and defrauded others? And that church doesn't? Have I refused or neglected to pay any debts? Have I neglected my duties or been slothful in my work? Have I refused or neglected to help anyone in urgent necessity? Have I failed to make restitution? Other sins. Have I knowingly caused others to sin? Have I cooperated in the sins of others? Have I sinned by gluttony? Have I become intoxicated? Have I used narcotics? Have I been motivated by avarice? Have I indulged in boasting or vain glory? Have I received Holy Communion or another sacrament in the state of mortal sin? Is there any other sin I need to confess? And here it says, have I allowed them to neglect their religious duties? Have I given them bad example? Have I interfered with their freedom to marry or follow a religious vocation? So it's like, you know, you just drum this is just sick. Anyway, Satan is the greatest god there is. I'm telling you, he frees people from all this crap. And it is, it's just crap.